Hey, Abbott, what time is it?
It's time for the Abbott and Costello Show. We're on the air for ABC here in Hollywood.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go with the Abbott and Costello Show.
It's the Abbott and Costello Show, produced and transcribed in Hollywood for your listening and laughing pleasure. Chuckles with a carload and music by Matty Malnick. So hold on to your chairs, folks, for here they are, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello.
Why am I late again?
Yes.
Well, I've been helping my Uncle Tom Zizimus in his butcher shop in Baltimore. He's having a sale on lamb chops for $4 a pound.
Wait a minute. He sells lamb chops for $4 a pound? What does he pay for them wholesale?
About $6 a piece.
Then what makes the lamb chops so high?
It's them little paper panties. The garment workers union don't work for nothing, you know.
Right.
These are our writers. We pay money for that!
Well, let's talk, Cesar. Why are you limping?
Well, when I was coming to the studio tonight, a big dog in the parking lot bit me on the leg.
I still have the dog. That dog might have rabies.
Oh, gee, I hope he does. He'll name one after me.
I... stop you, dummy. Was there ever anybody in your family that wasn't an idiot, Lou?
Oh, sure, my great-grandfather. When George Washington crossed the Delaware, my great-grandfather, Valley Forge Costello, was the first man to jump out of the boat.
He was?
Yes, but Washington made him get back in the boat and go across anyway.
Well, never mind that. What makes you look so tired? Didn't you get any sleep?
Oh, I snored so loud last night, I kept waking myself up.
Well, if you snored so loud, why didn't you do something about it?
I did. I moved to another room. And I dreamed about Marilyn all night long.
By the way, how are you getting along with Marilyn?
We're hitting it off pretty good.
You are?
Yep. I keep putting my head on her shoulder and she keeps hitting it off.
Costello. All right. Costello, why don't you go back with the rest of the baboons?
Okay, any message?
Get them out of here.
Now, before we get back to the last department, let's listen to what this fellow has to say.
For most people, when they hear the word sheriff, a picture comes to mind of a long, lanky Westerner wearing a 10-gallon hat and chaps, tearing along on the back of a horse with his silver five-pointed badge shining brilliantly in the sunlight. Well, that's the way sheriffs may have looked in the days of the old West, but for the most part, them days are gone forever. The sheriff of today is more like Mark Chase, the Canyon City hero of Friday night sheriff show. Mark Chase is, in reality, a detective of the most up-to-date school. You'll enjoy hearing the way he works, scientifically tracking down his quarry, cleverly untangling the most baffling of mysteries. Yes, for an exciting crime drama that suspensefully builds to a surprise climax, you won't want to miss tomorrow night's sheriff show. So be sure to listen when it's on the air over most of the same ABC stations tomorrow night. And now back to ABC, Abbott and Costello Show.
Hey, Abbott!
All right, shut up. What are you yelling about?
Boy, are we having trouble.
What do you mean?
My Uncle Mike and my Aunt May. They bought a houseboat on Lake Arrowhead, and they moved in Monday, and now Aunt May is missing.
What happened?
Last night, she forgot and went down in the cellar for a jar of preserves.
Have there been any signs of her at all?
Only one clue. This morning, her apron came out of the water faucet in Pismo Beach. She didn't have any cellar on the houseboat.
Oh, that's too bad.
No.
That's too bad, Costello. You know, my uncle was lost at sea. He went down with a ship. We felt terrible about it.
I know how you feel, Abbott. My great-grandfather went down with his schooner.
He did?
After three beers, he couldn't stand on the seat.
I'm talking about ships at sea. Have you ever been to sea?
Oh, sure. I go to sea every Saturday night.
You go to sea every Saturday night?
Yeah, to have a burlesque show at the Burbank. I go to sea.
I thought so, you coward. You'd be afraid to go out in the ocean in a boat.
How dare you call me a coward? I haven't got a cowardly bone in my body.
You haven't?
No, but there's some flesh I'm not sure of.
You're a whole family of cowards, Costello. I don't think any of them have ever went to sea.
Oh, no. My brother Pat was in the Navy. Him and five other sailors were shipped on a desert island. There was only one girl on the island. My brother married her. One night he killed her. He shot her, strangled her, beat her. He poisoned her. And then he threw her in the ocean. But it could have been worse.
It could?
Yeah, she could have married the wrong guy.
Did any of you, the rest of your family ever go to sea, Lou?
My whole family was sailors. My Uncle Tom used to be on a tanker.
Where is he now?
On a bender.
All right. Here's your sense. Now, take me. I love the sea. The sea is in my blood, Lou. Sailboats, steamboats, tugboats. They're all in my blood.
Well, everybody's got boats in their blood.
Boats in their blood?
Haven't you ever heard of blood vessels?
You know, I should be working with a girl instead of you. I worked with a clever girl once, I remember. She wanted me for her husband.
Yes, I remember, too. Her husband wanted you for target practice.
Well, anyway, I'm not like you. You've got your eyes on every girl you see.
I have not got my eyes on every girl I see.
You haven't?
No, only those I can't get my hands on.
The trouble with you, Lou, is that you're not serious about women.
No, and I'll never get serious about women.
Never?
Never. Well, I may get married and have 8 or 9 children, but that's as far as it'll go.
Costello, without a doubt, you have the lowest IQ of any man in California.
I know it, Abbott, but I try not to act conceited.
Costello, why don't you find a girl and get married?
I found a new girl last week. I call her my little pale face.
Is she an Indian?
No.
Then why do you call her pale face?
She's got a face like a pale.
Oh, that's all sense. Well, what is the girl's right name?
Amber.
Amber. Was she named after the book?
No, she was born on her way to the hospital between a red and green light.
Costello, no wonder you can't get a girl. You're too fat. Why don't you go to a Turkish bath and get some of that weight off?
I spent all afternoon in that Turkish bath across from the studio. I put a quarter in a slot and hopped in.
That's not a Turkish bath. That's a laundry mat. Yes, a laundry mat where women rent machines to wash their clothes.
I wondered why the manager came around and made me hang a towel over that little glass window.
You know, you should keep him safe, Lou.
Wrap that joke up, can't we?
Yeah. Why don't you be like me, get in shape. Get exercise. Years ago, I started planning. I planned the things in my backyard and kept me young.
What did you plan? Your first trip to the beach?
Costello, you are an idiot. You know absolutely nothing.
That is not so. I was one of the smartest boys in my school. When I was in the fifth grade, I set a record.
You did?
Yes. I was the only kid in the fifth grade that was old enough to vote.
Always bragging about your school days. I'm the smart one of this team. You know, I remember when I started in high school. Well, I wasn't like the rest of those 15 and 16-year-old boys.
Oh, you were 37.
Hello, boy.
Well, look, Costello. It's our singing star, Marilyn Williams. Hey, Marilyn, you're late tonight.
Oh, I'm so sorry, old boy. I was home listening to the shortwave radio from England. My favorite British program was on. It's called The Solitary Bovine Attendant and His Horsepound Sterling.
The Solitary Bovine Attendant and His Horsepound Sterling?
Yes, that's right. You know, over here it's called The Lone Ranger and Silver.
I get it. I listen to one of those programs every day. It's called Strike the Jonathan Receptacle.
Strike the Jonathan Receptacle?
Yeah, hit the jackpot. I had a couple of English laughs there.
Oh, yes.
It was in parentheses. I didn't say them.
Oh, rather. My favorite British program on the wireless is called Seize the Cadenzas.
Cease the condensers.
Yes, stop the music. Clever and all that rot, eh?
Boys, you talk like a couple of typical Britishers. Costello, have you spent much time in England?
No, I haven't been in England since my great-grandmother died. I went to London to bury her.
You buried your great-grandmother in London?
Had to. Dead, you know.
Costello, you are so clever, Costello.
You're making a big difference, Costello, so go ahead and ask her for a date. Go ahead.
Now, Marilyn, how about you and I going to a nightclub after the program, eh? What?
A nightclub? What's that?
Well, in Hollywood, a nightclub is a place that's got what it takes to take what you've got.
All right. Now, suppose I do go out with you, and when we get home on my front porch, suppose I were to throw my arms around you and hold you real tight, and then start to kiss you like this. What would you do?
As soon as I see the script, I'll let you know. I'd just lay there on a porch until the Pullmore squad came.
Never mind, Costello. You ask Marilyn to go out with you.
Yes, Costello. Why don't you take me out to some swanky place where we can...